Cast doubt on evolution, and you get cast out.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. So, Ken, what happens when an evolutionist allows even the suggestion of any intelligence being a part of the origin of life?
You know, Mark, it never surprises me to hear about the lengths evolutionists go to protect their belief system. Well, let me tell you what happened with Richard Sternberg, an editor of a Smithsonian technical journal. He decided to publish an article that showed evidence suggesting an intelligent designer associated with the origin of life. Now, a few hours after the article was published, Smithsonian scientists lashed out at Sternberg, calling him a shoddy scientist and a closet Bible thumper. And you know, he didn't even write the article. He, as an evolutionist, simply allowed it to be printed. Smithsonian scientists tried to cast him out. It was found out that Smithsonian researchers and a known anti-creationist group conspired against Sternberg. And the leader of the lobby group even went so far as to say, they don't care if you're religious, but they do care a lot if you're a creationist. You see, Dr. Sternberg is far from a creationist. As far as we understand, he's not even a Christian. He was only guilty of allowing an article to be printed that didn't question evolution, but just allowed the possibility of an intelligence behind life. Is the atheistic evolutionary belief system so weak that evolutionists have to attack their own scientists?
Ken Ham has a free series of booklets on biblical authority found on our website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.